Well, in VA's most recent report to Congress on data breaches, which is required by law, they do that every month. We have a weekly, a monthly briefing with Roger Baker. Baker found doctors stored more than 1,000 records of VA patients on Yahoo calendars. While it is password protected, as you know, if you log into Yahoo, Google, any of those, you got to put in a password. It is shared by multiple doctors, and it's outside the VA firewall. Baker says this is yet another example of the ongoing challenge VA is facing.
The main issue from my standpoint is that this is an issue we're going to continue to deal with going forward. The government by itself cannot keep up with Yahoo, Google, Apple, and others that are creating great applications for medical usage. We have to figure out how to embrace those and at the same time ensure that we're providing the privacy and health information protections that we're committed to doing. It's blasphemy what makes my job tough and what keeps me up at night. This is a real good example. These are great tools for patient care, and right now as the CIO, my position has to be you can't use them.
This is actually the second time VA had to stop doctors from using these online sharing tools. Earlier this year, VA stopped employees at 8 facilities from using Google Docs. Now, when we say docs, not doctors, but Google Documents.
Right, the document platform, like their Word, but in the cloud.
Exactly. Now, this is one of the most popular online, if you will, storage or sharing tools. Yeah. Baker says VA expects to find and shut down lesser-known or less popular tools like Yahoo calendars over the next year because, again, they violate VA data security, health record policy, and they just can't be done because of the risk.
Yeah, well, and it's a big challenge because this is where the CIO can become the CIO if they're not doing this in an effective way and explaining why they're doing it. So it's a big challenge for CIOs out there, I know. What is VA doing to try and actually solve the problem?
Well, as you were saying, Baker realizes this is functionality that doctors need. So while there is a security concern, he also understands he must figure out how to make it work, both in terms of security and in terms of data access.
I know that Google has moved forward with FSMA certification of some of the stuff that they're doing, and so that's a possibility. The issue is that there are various levels of certification. You know, what they've achieved is a medium. And for the types of information we store, it would have to be a high certification. But, you know, we look at, you know, is there a way to embrace the tools that stands? Is there a way to bring the tool inside the VA firewall and control access to it a bit more and meet our requirements that way? The last thing that I will consider, frankly, is building a new tool. I just don't think that's something the government can succeed at when you think about the pace of innovation going on in the cloud versus what the government can do.
So Baker knows these applications are very popular and they must be available for use. Otherwise, like another large VA application, users will take the initiative.
There's a very, very interesting thing that happened at VA 25 years ago that we need, or maybe 35 years ago, that we need to take as a cautionary tale. And that is that the way that Vista got going was that the central IT organization was holding back on implementing distributed and much more modern approaches to solving the IT issues. And so the Vista folks, what turned into Vista started with a group called the Underground Railroad at VA. And fundamentally, the users decided they had to have the tools that would let them do their jobs. And in effect, they developed it despite an IT organization that was holding back. Trust me, I have that as a cautionary tale in my head every time I think about cloud computing and the things that are going on with some of these sites, because the applications are very attractive to the end users. And as a bottom line, as the guy in charge of central IT at VA, if we don't figure out how to embrace them and how to provide them to our users will figure it out without us.
So VA has a long history of spending a lot of money and a lot of time to get these cybersecurity and privacy issues fixed. Did Roger Baker talk about how VA has improved compared to, say, a year ago?
Right. Now, this is something they've been working on constantly since, 2006?
Yeah. Well, there was something about a laptop that didn't get much coverage.
No.
I was kind of surprised.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baker
25 million names or something.
Baker says VA has done a much better job over the past year. He points to several reasons why. One of the biggest reasons is the focus on protecting this private information. But it's also the focus on employees who will report data breaches much more aggressively. And when I say aggressively, it's not that they're willy-nilly just reporting everything.
Right.
But even if they see that may be a problem or, hey, like for instance, this Yahoo data breach got reported because someone saw doctors putting information on a calendar.
Yeah.
And they saw it was Yahoo. And they said, listen, we're not trying to get people
in
trouble.
We're not trying to be snitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is important stuff. And this was 1,000 veterans information that was out there. And, you know, like the 26 million, you know, records that were lost back in 2005, 2006 timeframe. Any data breach is huge for VA. It's going to get the attention of Congress, of veterans, of everybody. So there are a few things that Baker wants to do around cybersecurity in 2011, which obviously continues to be a top priority. He says VA will finish up its medical device architecture, which is securing medical devices on its network. He's going to take, right now they have visibility on their network for laptops and desktop computers. They want to take that to the next level, printers and other devices, and obviously FISMA. And in fact, he said, you know, listen, we brought in the best cybersecurity professional in government, Jerry Davis, and he's going to make a big difference over the next year.